go to Columbus, Ohio. Jack Hanna joins us. Hey, Jack, how are you, buddy?
How y'all doing?
Well, we're good. It's warmer here than it is where you are.
Yeah.
You know, God, right now I'm here looking out the window here. Polar bears are the only ones out, the penguins. Other than that, right now, this looks like I go to Antarctica to film.
Yeah.
I did not know it's 7 below 0 and just a little misty snow, and right now it looks like an ice box. I mean, if you look outside right now, it's much like you've ever seen. So I'm sure in Texas. What is the temperature there?
Oh, well, it's about today. We're at 33, but, I mean, by the weekend, it's going to be 73, so we're liking that okay.
Oh. Gosh, I feel sorry, Daniel.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You'll be well. We'll see. Bring good weather. Jack's going to be here on February the 28th. He's bringing his Into the Wild show live. Going to have critters and everything. Before we go to that, though, I mean, I don't know what the most snow you've ever had in Columbus is. Jack is the executive director emeritus of the Columbus Zoo. But I mean, I know that you've got friends probably in Boston or Buffalo or places like that are having to deal with this monster amount of snow. What happens to zoos when you have this much snow out there?
Well, let's put it in. Look at your history books. 1978, in Columbus, Cincinnati, there's pictures of the tractor trailer trucks, okay, buried on Interstate 71 with only their antenna coming out the top. How many feet is that?
Wow, that's a bunch. Yeah.
Yeah, all the wind blew, and that was one of the worst ones even in this country. So, yes, your question is, the animals don't work. That's not a problem at all, really. Some of the animals just go out and play in it. Even the tigers can, the lions can, they want to. People don't understand that. A lot of animals adapt their coats. However, like the giraffe, we have one of the finest indoor giraffe buildings in the entire world here. It's the latest one ever built in the world. And they have skylights, they have everything. And they have their little yards to walk in, whatever you want to do inside there.
Well, they don't want to bend over. They don't want to bend over to eat anyway. They want to reach up, right, so the snow doesn't bother them.
Yeah.
Now, so,
and
folks.
So we have, you know, everything's it's all down to a science now. Even our huge aquariums have big old generators, backups in case something happens. So you can imagine what would happen here with some of the most endangered species in the world here, that we've done backup to backup. To all of a sudden everything blows, which happens every once in a while, and we have a backup to that with the generators and a backup to the generator.
Wow.
So it's a lot of work. Yes, I mean it puts a lot of work on us when these things happen.
So Jack Hanna is with us. He's going to be here on February the 28th. Of course, we've seen you on late-night talk shows. You put Columbus Zoo on the map.
Yeah.
Did that for so long. But, of course, what most people may not know is that you're a graduate. You're a Muskie, aren't you?
How'd you know?
Well, yeah, Muskegon University. So today,
Ohio.
Yeah, that's the one. So this morning I wanted to ask you just what you know about the athletic department at your alma mater this year. So multiple choice. How many football games did the Muskies win this year? Did they win 3 games? Did they win 5 games? Or did they win 7 games?
Probably 3.
You're right. Exactly right. How many did you go to when you were a student there?
Wait. Did you go to Muskegon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's near Zanesville, Ohio, right?
Did you go there?
No, I didn't. I was watching YouTubes of it yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. No, the point is, okay, now then, you can't answer this question. I played a little football there.
Did you?
In 1965 is when I went there. 1965, I started. I only lasted 2 years. The point is, I busted my shoulder anyway. I wasn't any good. The point is, my second year there, sophomore year, right?
Uh huh.
Guess how many guys went pro at Muskegon? How many guys go pro? Professional football.
This is Division III, right?
Five.
You had five guys
five
go pro.
People. Five guys. Yes.
No
so
kidding.
Nobody. We lost 3 games in like 4 years. All right, today. You and I could probably beat Muskegon now. And I'm not saying to be mean, I love Muskegon.
Yeah.
I was on the board of directors there.
Yeah.
However, you know, the other person went there, John Glenn, is a buddy of mine.
Okay.
So other than that, you know, not many people have heard of it. It's a little 2000 gorgeous school here in the Rolling Hills of southeastern Ohio. And it's gorgeous. Met my wife there 47 years. And plus, she liked my donkey. I took a donkey to college. Got kicked out. And my wife helped me.
You took a donkey to college?
You
in
took
the back of a trader, Dan Gunn, right. I'm in Tennessee. I was raised on a farm. I wasn't going to leave. His name was Doc. I wasn't going to leave it at home. My dad said, Jack, you can't do it. I said, I'm not going then. I took Doc in a trailer. My wife loved Doc. I wasn't my wife then. And she'd have to go feed Doc at the barn next door because I put him behind one of his fraternity houses. Said I could. Then the people found out. Then I had to move into this guy. He said, you can get out of here. You're kicked out of school. So I moved to a farm right next to the college. And so, then I bought 3 ducks too in Long Island that they're going to eat. And I put them in my room and raised them. Then I put them on the lake. I tell you.
This is getting better and better.
In my room.
Yeah?
You don't know what stuff I did.
Man. All right. So now, we found out some fascinating news this morning. I don't know. Do you deal with penguins very much?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Penguins have no taste buds.
Yeah, but maybe no taste buds. You know what they do have?
No.
So some of the greatest smelling of any animal in the world. They locate their mate. They locate their mate. They're monogamous, mate for life, by smell. Now, why is that unique? Because the penguin dung is. If I go to Antarctica, the bottom of the world in film,
yeah.
That dung is stacked up over 50 to 100 years of crap, right? Because
okay.
Antarctica is one of the driest places in the world, and they locate each other by smell. To me, it's amazing. They all look alike, exactly.
Well,
it's
you know,
how they find each other.
Here we like blonde hair and blue eyes, and there they like anyway. All right, so now tell me, we don't know what animals you're going to be bringing with you. Can you give us a kind of a clue?
Yeah, I'm going to bring my wife. She's
always
racing. Okay. She's pretty cool.
Okay.
She's nice looking. I'll bring her on the stage, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now,
she's my wife's the one, if you read my book, my wife's the one, by the way, that when I had my daughter, Suzanne, the second one, and we lived in a little barn house in Tennessee and I had my wild animals there. I helped zoos with them. And I had two chimpanzees that weren't doing well, and I was bottle feeding my chimpanzee. My wife was breastfeeding and bottle feeding her chimpanzee. I swear, on another port, right across from me there on these wooden steps.
Uh-huh.
All I did was, because my chimp wouldn't eat, all I did was look up at my wife. She said, "No way, Jack." I thought it was an ingenious idea myself.
Oh, my.
I was going to say, yeah, but that's kind of secondhand from your, you know, she's kind of more involved in that than you would be.
Yeah, I never thought about that way. You're correct. I guess
What's the most problematic animal that you ever took out on the road and you went, "Nah, we're not doing that one again"?
No. Back in the old days, I had a young elephant here. I'm one of the few people in the zoo world today. A lot of them do it. But back then, I did take an elephant to my daughter's a little baby. I weighed about 1,000 pounds to her school, middle school. Uh-huh. She did a report on elephants, did her little drawing and everything. I surprised her. I got him in the back of a trailer. This is back in the old days. And the trailer, I went to this old school. I thought the thing was going to fall through the floor. The funniest thing, walked in there and didn't tell the principal. Walked in the front door with a baby elephant. You should have seen their faces. I'll never get along to live.
It's Mr. Hannah again with some strange animals. He comes back again.
Well, if you ask David Letterman, this is my third, I just celebrated 30 years last Monday.
Right.
And so, you know, not because we're longest running guests, I'm not bragging about it. I just say I can't believe I lasted that long with that guy. But I'm revealing now, it's no big deal because Dave is a very true friend on the show. He's a very private person, which I appreciate. But I've never said one word to him before or after the show in 30 years.
Interesting.
It's over 100 shows.
Wow, that's.
But he's very. That's the way he is, though. He's. You know, I'm just going to miss this a lot. I have one more to do right before he leaves, and at that point we'll do some night show. I don't know which one we'll do. One of the three of them.
Well, that'll be fun. So it's and you got a couple of TV shows that are out there that people can see in syndication, right?
Yeah, we the Columbus Zoo. Yeah, we have. Jack Hanna's Into the Wild, which is a show that's done very, you know, it's a show for the whole family. It's a tremendous show. And then the Wild Countdown on ABC, Jack Hanna's Wild Countdown, that's right after Good Morning America at 9 o'clock around the country on ABC. And we have Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures is syndicated. So we have those three, and then we do, you know, about seven shows. I never saw TV. I don't even have a manager agent. Then we have three national television shows. I do six national television, series. And then we did Ellen for a while. We do, the talk show, we do at Fox and Friends a lot. Anderson Cooper, we do a lot. Larry King, we did 21 years. Maury Povich, wow, I do Maury Povich. I don't know, like the DNA of a goat and Jack Hanna or something.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Jack Hanna is going to be here on the 28th. We've got tickets. We're going to give some away in a little while. Thanks for the time this morning, Jack.
Yeah, we have animals, by the way, live animals, videos that you won't believe around the world by clips. We'll have a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. See you. Bye.